OFM News Extra. In touch with your world.
Tuberculosis and diabetes have proven to be the top two leading causes of natural deaths, according to Statistics South Africa. TB is currently counted as the number one killer across the country, responsible for approximately 9% of deaths among males, while among women, diabetes is the leading underlying natural cause of death. A diabetes nurse educator, Millicent Mutungwe, however, says diabetes is increasingly escalating to the first position.
I think now diabetes is competing to be number one nowadays. It's no longer number two because we see people getting diagnosed every day, every second, every fifth patient is getting diabetes. And what is worse now, we're seeing small kids now having type 2 diabetes, which would never happen previously.
Mutungwe says diabetes is a metabolic disorder with three common types. She says there are different causes for all three types.
We're having the type 1, we're having the type 2, as well as the gestational. When we say a person is a type 1 diabetes, it means that this person had this disorder from the early onset, from the age around 5 years. That means this person depends on insulin. The person must get insulin and nothing else. Now, when we talk about the type 2 diabetes, we're talking about another type that is totally different. It just says this person's beta cell function is diminished. Others could have inherited that from the family members, and there is this common one which is just caused by unhealthy lifestyle. Then the third type, which is gestational, it is just one type of diabetes that comes in and sometimes goes away when the woman is pregnant.
She advises people who suffer from diabetes to prescribe a certain insulin intake program and eating plan.
The treatment here would be different in a way that a type 1 diabetes is insulin dependent. It means this patient must get insulin. Now, with the type 2, it is just easy because we're having just three basic things that this person must just do. The patient must go and see the dietitian, or the patient must be taught on how to eat healthily. The second thing, which would be the most important thing, would be now the monitoring of his weight.
The director of TB programs in the Free State, Tshidimo Rekgwane, adds that communicable diseases such as TB needs to be carefully managed.
We have drug-sensitive TB and then we have drug-resistant TB. MDR is multiple drug resistance. Now, if your patient doesn't take treatment faithfully, adhering from the beginning up until the end, then the body itself gets used to the treatment that is taking and then it now starts to resist that treatment. And normally, a person is resistant to what we call rifampicin and INH. Another one that is unfortunate is the one that gets MDR from another person that she lives with or that he works with.
She says South African households still needs to be educated about this illness.
The only two ways that we can win the war is that every household must know about it. So the moment you have a person that loses weight, appetite, cough, have night sweat, you must separate the person from the rest of the other family up until they have taken out the system and they are on treatment.
This feature is compiled by Katlego Mrapela for OFM News, Bloemfontein.
OFM News Extra. In touch with your world.